All right, Alexander, let's do an update on the situation in France. It's been a couple of weeks since we've done an update on France, and Le Carnu is now prime minister again. And he did survive a no-confidence vote. Or was it a no-confidence vote? Yeah, he survived a no-confidence vote. So it looks like he'll be prime minister at least for the next couple of months.
Yeah.
Until he tries to push through another budget, but he's trying to get the support of various factions in the parliament so that he can get the budget passed. And it looks like he is ready, along with Macron, to make a big concession on pensions,
yes.
Right? And that might be the key to getting a budget through the parliament. So what is the situation in France? Is Le Carnu going to be the stable prime minister that Macron is looking for the next, let's say, year and a half until his term runs out, which would also position Le Carnu for being the successor to Macron as the next president, if it works out that way?
Well, that is the idea. That is the plan. The plan now is give up on the budget. Give up on pension reforms. Forget about all of that. You realize now that that's never going to happen. The parliament, the French parliament, will never accept Macron's plans on pensions or on anything else. Just let the deficit get wider and wider and wider. Hope that nothing happens in the meantime. Hope that the Germans will go on writing the checks. The Germans, of course, have their own problems, but hope that the Germans will go on writing the checks, appoint Le Cornu prime minister, get the socialists on side. This has always been ultimately the plan, by the way. I mean, we discussed this last year after the French elections, the parliamentary elections, that that Macron, what he was trying to do always was to split the left. He wanted to get the socialists, the old socialist party, on which, remember, he was once himself a member and was a cabinet, a member of the, a minister in a French socialist government. It's extraordinary how people always forget this. So he has, you know, connections with these people. Anyway, get the socialists on side, get their votes in the parliament to keep Le Cornu prime minister, and try to live things out from day to day, from one day to the next, until you can get to the elections in 2027. Then you try to sell Le Cornu to the French as the great force of stability, and tell them vote for Le Cornu, because if you don't, you're going to get either Marine Le Pen or Joseph Bardella or somebody from the the Front National, and you can't possibly let that happen. That is absolutely something you cannot have. So that it seems to me is the plan, which is a plan to give up effectively on governing France. It's just ticking along, in other words, administration, as opposed to government. Macron can continue to make his great speeches. He can continue to plug away at his coalition of the willing. But so long as the socialists continue to give votes in the French National Assembly to keep Le Cornu prime minister, then, as I said, you can just about hold things together. And on the pensions, the pension reform, which is Macron's great signature reform, the one that he held out to the financial markets as the proof that he was actually interested in reforming France, well, you put that on ice, you push it back to beyond the presidential elections in 2027 and tell everybody, don't worry about it. Now, it's an abdication. I mean, it means, as I said, that between now and the spring of 2027, if everything works out well, which is a big if, there is not going to be a French government to speak of. I mean, there will be an administrator in charge who is Le Cornu, but he's not going to be able to do anything substantive with the French economy or dealing with the pressing problems that are building up in France. And those problems are getting worse every day. The economy is in a bad way. It is continuing to deteriorate. So forget about all of that. You're not going to have a government to deal with this. You keep your fingers crossed and hope that this will hold together until 2027. And if it doesn't, well, it's quite obvious that you have no plan B.
Yeah, but that's the point to all of this, is to keep Macron and the globalists in power in France, right? Yes. Prevent Le Pen.
Yes.
And to get the Macron's successor, which is Le Carnu, which is another socialist, another globalist clone. And, you know, you swap Macron, you swap him in for Macron. Macron is out. He comes in. And then you put back the pensions, right? And everything else that Macron wanted to do.
Exactly.
But will the other parties agree to this?
The socialists will agree to it. At least they'll run with it for the time being, because they know that if there's parliamentary elections in France, they will be annihilated. But bear in mind, they're a globalist party themselves. I mean, Hollande, who was their previous prime president, was a globalist. They're a globalist. I mean, they are not fundamentally different from Macron. As I said, in fact, there is a close affinity between them. They were able to amplify the size of their parliamentary support within the French parliament, the number of MPs, by aligning themselves with Jean-Luc Mélenchon and the left in France, pretending that they were, you know, the hard left, they were in alliance with the hard left in order to stop Le Pen and the National Rally from winning the majority. But fundamentally, ultimately, essentially, they are a discredited globalist party, centrist party. So they want to, if I can put it like this, prop this up for as long as possible. The problem with all of this is, if things do begin to go wrong, if there is a major economic crisis, which there could very well be in France, if the bond markets turn against France, or if there is a stock market crash somewhere, I'm not making predictions, by the way, let me make that very clear, but if there is something of that kind, then France does not have a government that is capable of addressing those problems. And looking at the state of the world, expecting that there won't be some big event like that between now and the spring of 2027 it's extremely unlikely that something like that won't happen at some point. And it could happen soon, it could happen in a few weeks' time, it could happen early next year, but sooner or later, something is almost certain to happen, and that will expose what a fundamental sham this whole thing is. France, I mean, the way France is being run at the moment is a sham. It's a sham at the political level. It's a sham at the governmental level. Everything is in a state of decay. Let me just talk about the robbery in the Louvre. That is another example of this. I mean, there's a story that's been spread that the Louvre was colossally underfunded. Nothing could be further from the truth. They've been throwing money at the Louvre. Its budget has increased well above the rate of inflation for several years now. There's claims that the security systems in the Louvre were inadequate. Well, they obviously were inadequate, but that's not because there's a lack of security guards at the Louvre. It's because the place isn't being run properly. There's no accountability. There's nobody being sacked. There's no attempt to call people in. These jewels that were stolen, by the way, are important things. I remember them. I see them. I used to see them often when I used to be in France. You would have thought that they would be safeguarded, but no. And nothing functions properly in France anymore, in the way that until very, very recently it used to do. I mean, France used to be a very well-run and administered country. If you compare French infrastructure, for example, with German or British, you could see the difference. But now everything is in a state of institutional decay.
I don't think they care. As long as they can remain in power,
well, of course
I think
they don't
that's
care.
Their immediate concern.
Well, of course they don't care.
Just make it for another year and a half?
Yeah, of course
that's
they
what
don't.
They're asking themselves.
Well, of course they don't. If they cared, they would call parliamentary elections.
Yeah.
I mean, France needs a government. It's not getting a government because you want to keep things as they are. And if life for people in France gets worse and worse, if, you know, valuable items are stolen from the Louvre, if the Mona Lisa is stolen from the Louvre, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if something like that happens, well, you know, less important that than just keeping this structure going until you know, we get to 2027, manage to find some clever way again to get Le Cornu across the finishing line. And then, of course, they think everything will be back to normal. And given what we know, I mean, it's not impossible that this might succeed. But in the meantime, France continues to be hollowed out and eroded away. And, you know, I just want to say something. I mean, there's always, because we are talking about France, there is always a potential moment of crisis. I mean, this is a country, I gather that Macron's popularity is now below 10%, by the way. So, I mean, you know, it's continuing to slide. It is not impossible that things could suddenly turn very ugly in France. France has a history of that kind of thing. And I know that people in France are now comparing the theft of these jewels in the Louvre to another incredibly famous jewel robbery that took place in French history, which is the affair of the diamond necklace, which happened 3 years before the French Revolution.
Hmm.
And that previous robbery was seen as a case study in institutional decay and corruption then. And Napoleon, by the way, no less, said that it was the clear sign that the revolution was coming. And I know that there are people in France who are making the same comparison with the heist in the Louvre this time.
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake. Well, I am sure that is exactly how some of these people feel. I don't think that has changed very much. And I understand also, I mean, the other thing to say is that they do all live inside this bubble. Macron, of course, is in the Elysee. When he travels, he meets leaders in places like Lancaster House in London and wherever it is they meet in Brussels or Berlin or wherever. He isn't materially affected by the institutional collapse that is underway. And it does happen. It certainly happened in France in the past that the leaders of France lose contact with the reality of things happening around them.
Yeah. All right. We will end the video there. TheDuran.locals.com. We are on Rumble, Telegram, X, and also on Substack. So check us out there and go to the Duran shop, pick up some merch. There's a link in the description box down below. Take care.